CEO Radio. I'm Ray Hoffman for Inc. Magazine. When you're the CEO, you make the agenda, and some wonderful things can be placed on that agenda, like the dog rescues that Denise Wilson has done at her company, the nation's 69th fastest-growing private company, Desert Jet.
Those are heartbreaking to me.
Take the time a couple of years ago when a rescue group for Cavalier King Charles Spaniels learned about a puppy mill in Missouri.
And we actually had a plane that was coming back from Chicago empty, so we diverted the aircraft to Missouri, and we picked up 6 or 7 Cavaliers. And these were all puppy mill mamas that they were going to destroy. And so the rescue organization jumped in. They found foster homes for all of them here in Southern California. So all we did was the transport. We brought them from Missouri to California. All the foster families were here to take the dogs, and it was just a great thing that we were really happy to be a part of.
The whole conversation's at cbsnewyork.com/CEO Radio. Get your business recognized. Go to inc.com/5000. With CEO Radio, I'm Ray Hoffman. I've heard about some of the angel missions you've done, like flying little dogs out of a puppy mill.
Yes.
Yeah. How many of these kind of flights do you do, and how many can you do?
Well, it depends on the time of the year and how busy our flight schedule is. I'd say when we first started the company, we didn't have as many flights as we had now, and we were doing maybe 5 or 6 puppy rescues per year. Now we're really focusing more on angel flight missions. We're doing more of donating our aircraft to charitable organizations where they can actually auction our aircraft, say a flight to San Francisco. They can auction our flight in their gala auction and earn between $10,000 and $15,000 directly for the charity. And so we found that actually going that route has been more beneficial to our charities than actually flying the flights, because they're able to earn more money directly to do other things with those funds.
Yeah, but tell me about the puppy mill rescues.
Those are heartbreaking to me. Those are very difficult emotionally actually to do. There was one that we did where I was called by a representative of a Cavalier rescue organization. They had just been informed of a release of some Cavalier King Charles Spaniels in Missouri, at a puppy mill in Missouri. And we actually had a plane that was coming back from Chicago empty, so we diverted the aircraft to Missouri, and we picked up, I'm going to say it was 6 or 7 Cavalier King Charles Spaniels. And these were all puppy mill mamas. These were all dogs that had been bred constantly back-to-back just to get as many puppies out of them as they could, and then once they were no longer able to produce puppies, they were considered discarded. And apparently this puppy mill was going to, I hate to use this word, it sounds callous, but they were going to destroy the dogs. And so the rescue organization jumped in. They found foster homes for all of them here in Southern California. So all we did was the transport. We brought them from Missouri to California. All the great work really happened when we arrived here in the desert. All the foster families were here to take the dogs, and it was just a great thing that we were really happy to be a part of.
Yeah, good work.